This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, January 19th. Okay, a couple things going on I should mention. First, Davos is winding down. I think the most shocking thing I'm getting is Christine Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, still has Trump derangement syndrome. And she's trying to unify Europe, and so and basically imply the only way she can fight Trump is to have a strong Europe. And that also involves unity. Now, you may know that Europe's had some unity issues because, you know, if you're a farmer in the Netherlands, they seize 30% of your land to restore to natural state to save the planet, climate-wise. And Germany has protests from their farmers because they're removing all the subsidies for diesel and things. And they're upset, too. And Germans don't normally protest, okay? So there's a right-wing shift in the Netherlands and Germany underway. And a lot of it's just against the green agenda. A lot of people can't afford it. It's as simple as that, okay? So so we'll see what happens, okay? But I found that to be quite amusing, okay? And some pretty high-profile people were not allowed to go to Davos, like Elon Musk. Normally he would be invited and he could talk about his goals, but they're mad at him, apparently, for Twitter. Okay. All right. So we've had good financial earnings so far. You know, as yields came down, it fueled their bottom line. But our stocks are going to be announcing now pretty hot and heavy here in the next few weeks. And the first evidence we've had that earnings are going to work was Supermicro Computer today. Now, what they did is they raised their guidance from $2.9 billion in revenue to $3.6 billion. That's pretty big, okay? They revised their earnings estimates and guidance to $5.40 per share, $5.40 per share, to $5.55 per share. So $5.40 to $5.55 is their new guidance, and that was up from $4.40 to $4.88. So Supermicro Computer is putting the NVIDIA chips on the cloud. Meta announced that they're, you know, buying the NVIDIA chips like crazy too. So the AI race is still on, and the best AI stocks are Supermicro Computer and NVIDIA. Okay. So, so far so good, folks. So let's just let these earnings come out one by one, drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. I have to say I'm a little shocked how much Supermicro Computer went up today. It was a lot, okay? And I might have to back and fill here just a bit. But the good news is earnings work, okay? And we got wave after wave good earnings coming. There's a mess in the world, though, commerce-wise. The Panama Canal is still in a drought. That's affecting the size of the container ships. They're still firing the, you know, at ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. and the Brits are still retaliating against Yemen. So a lot of things are going on, okay? And everybody is cold, okay? And it's not just the United States, it's America too. So that Arctic blast is everywhere. They're trying to figure out how to blame it on climate change. But the bottom line is the jet stream just oscillates, and that's what causes it. And the jet stream oscillations are more extreme because the magnetic North Pole has shifted. And by the way, the poles shift every 60,000 years. So, we haven't had humans around when they flip. So we're not sure exactly what's going to happen, but let's not worry about that too much, okay? By the way, that's how they date the rocks, because the pole shifts every 60,000 years, they look at the magnetic bits in the rocks, and that tells you the age of the rocks, okay? And from the pole shifts, because the little magnetic bits change direction. So interesting times we're in. The bottom line is it's every stock for itself. We're going to have a good earnings announcement season. Looks like we're skirting a recession. It's very close, but we'll see. And that's about it. So let's enjoy earnings season for the next 3 weeks. And then, as always, I'll fine-tune the portfolio as needed. I do also want to mention that the crude oil demand will be rising. It should be rising around February or so. It will be gearing up for the spring surge. So we want to see how that affects the crude oil prices, as well as all the chaos that we see in the Middle East. So that's it, everybody. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions.